couple of big penalty decisions in that game. Do you think you should have had a penalty in the game?
Well, again, I'm very much like Bramall Lane on Tuesday. I'm speaking with the benefit of having gone indoors and get our analyst to bring him up on the big screen. And listen, there's a double push on Ravel. Perhaps that one is difficult for the referee to see, but from the camera angle, the crowd's angle, it's a nailed-on penalty, and I think that's been confirmed by the live TV commentators. And the one on the 90th minute, Gary Jones pulls it, it's off his knee, pulls it with his arm forward. It's a clear penalty in the 90th minute, but I keep saying it, but we're Rotherham United. We don't get them. We get them against us, but we don't get them, so we'll see what the referee's excuses are. Maybe his excuses are he was wrong side, but he can't say that because we've got him on a DVD looking right at it.
It made for a frustrating night. I mean, you were the team that were really trying to force the issue. Bradford came for a point and managed to get a point, didn't they?
Well, I think that's a disservice to say we forced the issue. We were magnificent after 10 minutes. We've laid siege to the last third and the goal for 75, 80 minutes, and it's lived a charmed life. You know, Harris should score. We should have the two penalties. Arneson should score from a header from a great corner. Richie Smallwood should do better from a corner. We've cut it back to him and he's hitting it from 17 yards. You know, the goalkeepers know how to save to make of any note other than a bobble from 40 yards. So I looked for a response from Tuesday. They gave us a right response, Rob, because if we play like that for the next four and we play like that in the playoffs, it may not win matches for us, but we'll take whatever comes because we were terrific.
On the two chances, Harris, the first one, I mean, in that kind of a situation, he's gone to dink it. Would you rather him put his foot through it?
Well, I'd rather him do what our physio Mark Steen used to do, just put it in the net. But I think I've just asked Harris, and he just said if the goalkeeper was rushing to him and, you know, he's tried to dink. I think if he slides it, he probably goes under him and it's a goal. But, you know, I thought he was terrific when he came on, Vukic. I thought he was a big catalyst for that 30 minutes. And I thought 11 stroke 13, 14 players run themselves and give the badge and the shirt everything they could tonight. I think we've been terrific. I can't pay them a bigger compliment. We've won matches recently against some good sides. We've played better football tonight. We've made better chances. We've created more things in the last third, and our defending has been much better as well. So, and that's in matches we won against the likes of Leighton and Brentford. We stepped up tonight, and I thought some of the football was probably the best that's been here for a while.
Is it a sign of respect that these are two clubs that won promotion last year, and yet Bradford have come, they've set the stall out to defend with the intention of trying to get to points while Rotherham essentially trying to win the game?
Well, I think they were having a party on the bench when the referee blew for time up. There was a lot of hugging and clenched fists, etc. But they were under the siege for certainly for the last 35, 40 minutes. And I've been there as a team when you're under the siege and you get a point. It just feels as if you've achieved something. But, you know, we need to put chances like that away. We need a little break. We need the referee to give us a penalty and perhaps at the other end not to give the opposition a penalty when it's not a penalty. We're in a little run of decisions not going for us. And the only thing we can do is go back on the training ground and work hard, Rob, and you hope that these things turn for you. And that's what we're doing. I'm extremely pleased with the performance. And in fact, if we win this 1-0 or 2-0, I think everyone will be saying, well, the boys in town are back and we look forward to going to Wolves.
Nicky Adams was suffering with a bit of illness in the week, wasn't he? Was that sort of always the plan tonight for him to play just over an hour?
Well, he would have played at Bramall Lane if he hadn't been quite right. But the plan tonight was to get him through. And, you know, we're in good shape. Michael O'Connor came in. We didn't plan to give Mickey 90 minutes. It was probably to give him 55, 60 minutes and reintroduce Rob. But I thought Mickey was terrific with some of his area passing and how he got around the pitch. I thought Smallwood and him, they're against three guys, and you wouldn't think it. You would think it's 2v1 because in our favour because they've just controlled the midfield. And when I thought the fullbacks were exceptional, I think Tavern in the second half, he's raving forward. We had Scars playing like a left winger. We've laid siege, but just in the night, when he got in the net for us.
On Tavernier, I mean, he's playing so well, isn't he? I mean, there aren't many players playing better than him in League One at the moment, are there?
Well, listen, he never got League One Player of the Year, Player of the Month last month. And let's be honest, they gave it to a kid who's been injured half the month. It's only Rotherham that happens doing it.
And you have got the response, just to finish, you got the kind of response you were hoping for. You admitted the other night that wasn't Rotherham at its best, but this is what you needed tonight, wasn't it?
Well, our dressing room came in for a lot of criticism from local press and saying we didn't show the Sheffield public that we're a good team. The Sheffield public have watched that live on television tonight. I don't think they'll be thinking that's the Rotherham they've seen on Tuesday by any stretch. And because I thought we were terrific, our passing and moving was good. But we play with flair, we attack. We'll always play that way. So as a management team, we set our teams up to play 4-5-1 like tonight, and I'll have a man behind the ball for 90 minutes and scrapping and scraping like we had on Tuesday as well. That's just noise, but it takes all types to win football matches.
And there is another big game coming up, Lee Frecklington. Will he be 100% for that one if you want to use him?
Yeah, he will be. Whether we decide to play him at Molineux will be a decision. Whether we decide to stick with a 4-4-2, we may tinker with that a little bit. And that's respect to Wolves. You know, congratulations will be going to them because they'll be the champions. And of course, to Brentford, who'll get promoted with them. But, you know, we're in the playoffs. We'll be vastly the underdogs when the bookmakers open up the betting. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but we don't bet in that competition. But we'll be vastly underdogs because you'll have Preston favourites, I would assume, followed quickly by Leighton Orient and Peterborough and ourselves. So it's something we need to be prepared for.
Thank you.